The main thing is all conferences have an 8 teams in it, which makes it easier to schedule your non-conference games. Because just like last year, we had 9. The 6A East had 10. It makes it hard trying to get your non-conference schedules. And plus, some of the lower classification had holes in their schedule. They might be week 6, week 7, and didn't have another school to play. So that is the positive. The negative part of it is you're not going to know where we're going, you know, every 2 years, just because it depends on what private schools do. Do they bump up? Do they bump down? So that's the negative part about it. So there's positives and negatives to it, but overall we will have 8 teams in a conference in 6A starting next year.